This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 12, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rain today, temperatures in the 40s. Town of Swampscott will hold a rally today in response to a swastika found painted on a street in town last week. The event will take place at Linscott Park this afternoon at 5 p.m. Salem News reports that local officials, religious leaders, and other community members will be taking part in the event. Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald commented on the incident in his MSO podcast that was posted yesterday.
Hate starts in small ways that leads to absolutely tragic, actions. And so we've got to really, continue to talk about this. Swampscott really has focused on efforts to try to build a broader community. Swampscott has, over the last few years, started to have more community programs focused on, our Pride Day. We had just a couple of dozen folks show up for that event just a few years ago. Now we have hundreds.
That's Swampscott Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald. The Daily Item is reporting today that Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger was sworn into his second term last night in a ceremony held at Lynn Classical High School. The swearing-in ceremony was performed by Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. Three nursing home residents at the Brentwood Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Danvers were allegedly sexually assaulted last summer by an uncertified employee. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports that 51-year-old Benson Bew has been charged with rape and indecent assault. He is a former Danvers resident now living in New Hampshire. Marblehead High School Principal Dan Bauer was selected this week to become the next school superintendent in Danvers. In his job interview last week, Bauer was asked about the role of the state's MCAS tests and how communities should evaluate and weigh MCAS test results.
So the MCAS is a snapshot where the students are, right? It's not the end-all and be-all. I think it's a collective picture of all the other metrics that we talked about. But it does give a good snapshot in terms of that can be aligned with the state, right? We can see what other districts are doing, what our district is doing, performance within the grade levels, and you can even pull out data even further in terms of how are our subgroups doing as well. Our students that are high needs and special education plans, 504s and such, economically disadvantaged. So you can look at those metrics to see, well, then that kind of ties back into the practices that we're doing and seeing, have we made improvements? What's the student growth percentage? And if it's not where it needs to be, and if there's some disproportionality there, we can go back and review our practices to see, again, if we're utilizing the curriculum that we have, are there some areas in there that can be improved, or the practices such as, I know you're using the formative assessment cycle and looking at that, and how well is that really going? That's a lot of work, and that's really awesome to be able to do that because you can gauge where students are and recalibrate instruction.
That's Marblehead Principal Dan Bauer. You can always email us with any comments or suggestions at msonewsports@gmail.com. This information is in our contact tab at the top of the website. Sports Next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Pelicans last night, 128-114. Jaylen Brown with a season-high 41 points. Celts right back at it tonight on the road against the Nets. The Bruins host Seattle tonight at the Garden. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery on the team.
I don't think we've been that dynamic offensively in the last 15 games, to be honest, but I think how hard we are to play against in big moments has been consistent throughout the year, and I think that's a reflection of our record.
In high school hockey from last night, St. John's Prep beat St. John's of Shrewsbury 7-2. This is Prep coach Christian Hansen on the game.
Sure, I mean, we came out, I thought we played pretty well in the first period. Held a pretty significant shot advantage, 21-7 after one, but the score was 1-1. We allowed a goal in the last minute of the first, which, you never like to give up a goal in the last minute. That was kind of a deflating goal, but boys came out strong in the second, scored two goals, I think 7 seconds apart early in the second to build a 3-1 lead. We let them kind of creep back into the game later on with a power play goal. So after two, it was 3-2. And then that's really when the kids stepped up after two. Knowing how important the Catholic Conference points were, they came out and scored, four in the third and really put the game away. with just kind of tenacious forechecking and strong offense. And that's the strength of our team.
Details on all three periods with Coach Hansen. Other scores from last night, Marblehead beat Danvers 6-2, Winthrop and Gloucester tied at 2, St. Mary's remained unbeaten with a 3-1 win over Archbishop Williams. That's sports. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great Thursday, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, here on North Shore Today.
We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.